This is Radio Nepal. I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with the news. The headlines first. Bangladeshi President Mohammed Abdul Hamid returning home today, wrapping up his four-day official visit to Nepal. Journalists are called by Nepal Tarun Dal Baki affects normal life in the district. And gunman kills two students, leaving three other injured at a secondary school in California. Now the news in detail. The visiting president of the People's Republic of Bangladesh, Mohammed Abdul Hamid, who is on a four-day official goodwill visit to Nepal, is returning home today. President Hamid is scheduled to visit Chandragiri and Patan Palace area today itself before leaving to Bangladesh. The Bangladeshi president had arrived Nepal on Tuesday at the invitation of President Bidya Devi Bhandari. The normal life in Nepalganj has been affected due to the general strike in Baki called by Nepal Tarun Dal Baki demanding the immediate release of Tarun Dal cadres arrested with pistol from Nepalganj. District Police Office Baki informed the educational institutions, industries and transportation have remained closed from early this morning. Nepal Police had arrested President of Tarun Dal of Nepalganj Sandeep Jangsaha along with three other cadres with pistols on October 31st. The fourth round of geophysics survey has completed in Ramgram Stupa area, which is believed to have bodily remains of Gautam Buddha. Nepal Government's Department of Archaeology, Lumbini Development Trust and an expert team from the United Kingdom's Durham University made an intensive study on the stupa area, which is under the process of classification of World Heritage. The study was carried out in Nolprasi West with the involvement of geophysics experts from the United Kingdom. The Oriental Cultural Heritage Site Protection Alliance had provided funding through UNESCO to carry out the study from 7 to 13 November. Senior leader of Nepal Communist Party and former Prime Minister Madhav Kumar Nepal has stressed on the economic development of the country, stating that the overall development of the country was the need of the hour. Addressing a program organized at Saraswati Khel in Bhaktapur today, leader Nepal said economic development in the country could only end the problem of unemployment. Meantime, he said that the national campaign of Prosperous Nepal and Happy Nepali, forwarded by the government, was positive, and he said that the prosperous and developed Nepal should be handed over to the future generations. Leader Nepal also stated that the three-tier government with coordination and collaboration should be at one place for the inclusive and equitable development of the country. The police have arrested Netra Vikram Chand, the late Nepal Communist Party Jajarkot district in charge Prem Prakash Oli from Kohalpur in Baki district. Area Police Office Kohalpur informed that the Oli was apprehended yesterday night from Ward No. 2 of Kohalpur. According to Deputy Superintendent of Police at the Area Police Office Kohalpur, Hem Bahadur Sahi, further investigations over Oli were underway. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 PM News Bulletin. Now to some international updates. Two students have been killed and three others injured by a gunman who opened fire at a secondary school in California. Officials said the shooting took place at the Saugus High School in Santa Clarita, north of Los Angeles, minutes before the school day was due to begin. A 16-year-old male suspect, who was also injured, was taken into custody. Many U.S. schools have implemented active shooter drill in recent years after fatal attacks around the country. Police found six people suffering from gunshot wounds and transferred them to local hospitals, and the suspect was later identified as one of those injured. A man has died in Hong Kong after being hit on the head during the clashes between government supporters and protesters. Officials said 17-year-old man was on a lunch break from his job as a cleaner when he was struck by hard object hurled by masked rioters. It came as China's President Xi Jinping said the system of one country, two systems was being challenged. China strongly condemned the incident and called for a thorough investigation. The massive bushfire raging across Australia are expected to flare up again as temperatures rise in coming days. Poor people have died so far from the fires which are feeding up drought-stricken farmland and bush. Conditions, however, improved on Friday, but crews were still battling about 120 blazes across New South Wales and Queensland, and authorities have warned that a bank of hot air is expected to sweep across the country, escalating the fires. Temperatures across Western Australia are predicted to hit mid-40 degrees Celsius at the weekend. With this, we have nearly come to the end of this news bulletin for this hour, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Bangladeshi President Mohammed Abdul Hamid returning home today, wrapping up his four-day official visit to Nepal. General strike called by Nepal Tarun Dal Baki affects normal life in the district, and gunman kills two students, leaving three others injured at a secondary school in California. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next news in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.